Hey there, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a little bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built over 10 million followers, worked with over 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and True Classic. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. Today, we're going to be diving into something that I think is probably the most important thing when it comes to creating content as a business. And I'm going to be going over that here in a second because it's so important and crucial for every single business out there. Everyone needs to start thinking this way if you're a business because that's how you're going to get to success. And what is that, you may ask? Well, the future of business is creator-driven. So if you want to succeed as a business, you need to start thinking like a creator in 2025 and beyond. Today, I'm going to be telling you guys why it's so important to think like a creator, how you can adopt this mindset, and what it really means to think like a creator. So what does it really mean? Let's start there. So creativity and being a creator is all about storytelling, relatability, and connecting with your audience on a human level. Now, notice how I emphasized human, because that's the most important part out of all of this. Going forward, AI is going to be doing a million different things. And although I don't believe it's going to replace creativity and it's not going to replace content fully, it will be able to streamline a lot of these things to where the playing field overall is going to be very leveled out, which means a lot of businesses are going to have access. Everyone's going to be able to create insane content. And then you may be wondering, what's going to separate people and which businesses are ultimately going to succeed? And my answer to that, I think, is going to be the businesses that operate on a human level. What do I mean? So even though there are brands that are using a lot of faceless content, that are using a lot of AI to produce, mass produce thousands and millions of videos, the brands that I think are going to really do well are the ones that are going to be a lot more authentic, that are going to be forward facing. People will be able to have the transparency. And ultimately, they are still going to be using AI to streamline their workflows, but they're actually going to incorporate a lot more storytelling and a lot more human levels and touches inside the videos and the content. And I can give you an example of that. If you take a look at generic ads that are pumped out every single day, you might have seen hundreds or even thousands of like shoe commercials or maybe even like products and things like that, which come from random brands that you've never seen before. Many of them have generic ads, they have faceless content, and you never really know who's operating it or really even what's the story behind it. And then you have a company like Nike, who tells a massive story inside of the brand. It's like it has this whole arc and you have full transparency. You know this company, it's very well established. You know the whole story behind it. And you also can see this humanistic feel in the videos that they're creating. And this really humanizes the brand and it ultimately allows it to succeed a lot more, even if the brand is using AI in their content. And so that's the first thing, which is start thinking on a humanistic level and think about how you can separate yourself as a brand by appealing to human emotions and not just pumping out millions of AI ads. Okay, number two is, how can you actually apply it in your business? Okay, so you want to start by sharing your story. And the reason I say this is because people buy from people they trust. At the end of the day, just think about it. If there's a million brands creating millions of videos and they have the capability to just push out anything and everything they wanted because AI allows you to do that, well, people aren't really going to be having a competitive edge by pushing out more content anymore, even though that's the case right now because nobody has access to those tools. But eventually, it's just not going to be the case because it's going to be so commoditized. Instead, what's going to happen is people are going to start trusting the brands that actually share stories and are much more inclined for, you know, that humanistic touch that I talked about. So here's what I would do. I would post regularly and I would do it in a storytelling way. I would make sure that every post that I post has either a humanistic touch, whether it's having an actual physical human creator in the video, whether it's telling a story that resonates with deeper emotions, or anything along those lines. Number two is I would interact with comments. I would make them really silly. I would make them fun. I would try to interact with the comments and make it very humanistic. And finally, number three, I want to make the audience heard. And how do you do that? Well, any incorporation of feedback, really. So if someone comments something on your videos and they're like, hey, can I see XYZ and it relates to your brand? Then I would try to see, okay, let me try to create a video around what this person asked for, because that is the human touch. When someone asks for it and I'm delivering upon it, they start to feel more connected to you. So it's not just about pushing out everything you can. It's about taking that feedback and actually making sure your audience feels heard. Another thing that I would really focus on, which I touched upon, is using these platforms, all of them, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, and actually having physical, real creators in the videos. This is going to quickly establish trust for your brand because you're not creating faceless, brandless content, which people think is run by a robot that's going to destroy civilization. No, I'm just playing. But you get what I mean. It's like when you have a human in the video, it's a lot more trustworthy. So that's another thing that I would focus on. And finally, the last part when it comes to really making sure you're authentic is having case studies in your content. So what does that mean? Well, you can describe your customer journeys. You can talk about how you've helped other businesses. If you're B2B, maybe talking about how you helped this other company, what you did for them exactly, step by step, and really building the trust of, okay, what is it that you're actually giving value for? And ultimately, with the rise of AI, the brands and the companies that are truly delivering value are going to be the ones that stand out. And all the brands and companies that are just pushing on marketing and not really delivering on their service are going to be wiped away, because people will be able to tell a lot quicker. And ultimately, it's going to, the playing field is going to level out. So the people who are actually good are going to be the ones standing out. So the last tip I would give here is that because every business is a creator, the ones that will adapt will thrive, and the ones that don't will be left behind. That's so important to realize. So if you're a brand that really wants to push out and start making a mark, definitely think about building a brand. Definitely think about humanizing your content and really build that trust with your consumer, because that's what's going to allow you to stand out in 2025 and beyond. Hopefully this was helpful, and if it was, it would mean a lot if you could rate and review our podcast, and we'll see you in the next one. By the way, we do run a company called Trendify, and if you guys are interested in seeing how you want to partner with us to help us build trustworthiness for your brand, reach out to us at www.trendify.com, and we'll see you inside. Anyways, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the other episodes.